Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress
Radio. So listen up, right? She is the urban Punjabi queen. She's been knocking out hit after hit over the past decade. And do you know what? I've been supporting this girl from day dot. She is simply amazing. All right? She's dropped a new one. It's called Nakli Pyar. And yeah, I have to talk all about it. She's here up on the show. It's been a little while since we've spoken to her. So give it up and show some love for the amazing, the lovely Tasha Tarr.
Hey! What is happening?
It's all good, man. You know, do you know what? It's been a little while since we've spoken, but it's always, you know what? It's always good vibes when you're on.
It's a pleasure. Oh, always.
Always, man. But
you know, you've been there, you've been supporting me, and, you know, like I said to you, you know what, it's yourselves that help, you know, showcase our music, give us the platform. So it's always an honour, man. I'm so happy to be here.
Without a doubt, man. But listen, you know, Tasha, what a journey it's been. You know, I just dropped Hande Munde just there, you know, just before we spoke. But, you know, that's kind of where it all started, man. And it's been
a
decade. It's been, can you believe it, man?
It's 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know where it's gone. The time has gone so fast. But I've just been having the time of my life, and I've always made it not about the destination, I've made it about the journey and just enjoying the process, enjoying releasing music. I don't know where it's going to take me, you know, it's all with the grace of God, like wherever you end up, and that's how I've always looked at my music. As long as I'm making music that I would listen to, that I would jam to and get ready to or cruise down the road in, you know, I always look at music like that. So as long as I'm enjoying the music, I'm hopefully praying always that when I release something that everybody connects with it, you know. But it's been a journey, isn't it?
Without a doubt. And you know what, here's a funky question for you, right? You know, if you had to go back, if you had a time machine and you could go back and speak to, you know, a younger Tasha Tarr, right, you know, and give her some advice, you know, from what you've learned in the game over the decade, you know, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say ignore the knockbacks. Ignore the knockbacks, just keep persevering. And I know that's what I've done, but when you're going through it, you do feel it. You know, you really, especially when you're a young woman and you're sort of coming into an industry which is quite male-dominated, and, you know, people tell you that you need to be part of a group or a clique or you need to be part of somebody else in order to be successful. I think that took me a bit of time to realize that actually I'm whole all on my own. I'm okay all on my own. Yeah. I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd just known that a little bit sooner, you know,
but
it's all good. It's all good. I'm grateful and thankful for the memories.
Absolutely, man. And you know what? And what an amazing decade, you know, it has been. You know, as I said, you know, there's so many, you know, smash hit tracks. You know, I can't even name them, but absolutely amazing. But listen, you know, What keeps that musical juice alive in you, Tasha?
Yeah, it's the fans, man. It's like, honestly, it's nothing else but the fans. Like, they're always waiting for the new music. They're always loyal. They're dedicated. They're committed, man. You know what? My fans are probably even more committed than me. They're the ones that are like, Tasha, release a song. We're waiting for the next one, waiting for the next one. And that just does never, it just never allows me to give up.
Yeah.
You know, obviously life, you know, has ups and downs and things can distract you. So, you know, you sometimes stop music and you think, okay, well, I need to focus on this or my personal life or this has happened or that's happened. But the fans are like always calling up for more.
Yeah.
And then the minute that I go into the studio and I'm just in my zone and the music starts to flow, I'm like, you know what? I need to give this to my fans. I need to release this for them.
Yeah.
And truly, I've dedicated my life to music. I've dedicated my life to my fans. And I would not have it any other way.
Without a doubt, man. And you know what? You know, you're forever gigging. You know, I follow you on social media, and you know, you're here, there, and everywhere. And I see how the fans react. You know, when you are at these, you know, doing these live gigs. Do you enjoy the live experience? I'm sure you do, man. You look like you're having an absolute blast.
You know what? I had the best time, man. I can't complain. I'm really fortunate. I get to do what I love every day. And, you know, there's not that many jobs in the world that you get to love what you do every day. And that's the thing about art and music, any kind of art history, whether you're, you know, an actor, or a model, or you know, a painter. Art is so therapeutic, and it's so good for the soul. It's food for the soul.
Yeah.
So you can't not enjoy it. You can't not process what's going on in a positive way, because, you know, you see people dancing to your music, they're having a good time, and even if they've got worries, they forget about their worries, and they're on the dance floor having a good time with you.
Yeah.
And just to be part of that happiness for that temporary moment is very fulfilling. So I can't not be happy when I'm performing. I love it.
Without a doubt. Let's jump into this new one. Nakali, nakali, pyar. It's all about this tune, man. You know, talk to me, man. You know, a slightly different sounding Tasha on this one, and I love how you switched it up with this track, man. Talk to me. I mean, this track, you teased us with this track about a year ago, right, on social media.
I know.
Right? And, you know, we've been waiting, and it's come out, man. But talk to me how this track was born, man. You know, the inception of this tune.
You know, it's just a lot of my tracks are all party tracks, and they're all like very sort of female-dominating kind of songs.
Yeah.
But you know what, it's obviously, look, there's a vulnerability inside everybody, and everybody goes through heartbreak, and where you've been lied to or misunderstood or, you know, been cheated on, or everyone's had experiences. I know a single person that's escaped those feelings. And I was just in a moment at some point in my life, and I penned that quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I went in and I recorded it, and I was like, is this really like my genre of music, you know, kind of like a ballad sort of song? Is this what I want to give the fans? But the thing is, it was so well awaited, and the fans were, I think they were more eager for me to drop this than even I was, because I didn't know how it was going to be received.
Yeah.
And I'm like blown away with the response to the song, because everybody loves the track, and I think they want to hear more Senti vibes, so I'm going to give them that. I'm going to do that.
without a doubt, man, you know, just keep doing that. And you know, Rackstar's collabed on this track, you know, which is absolutely amazing. I know you jumped on his track, Sadi Rath, on his album.
I did. It was a bit of a tit for tat. Yeah. You do me one, I do you one.
Exactly. I did think that.
No, you know what, honestly, you know, with the generation that I started my music career with, like Mumsy, Rax, Ojan, you know, and I know obviously Juggy and that were like way before us, but it was sort of kind of all growing up together and obviously looking up to people like Juggy and you know, but we are such a close bond. It's an irreplaceable friendship because we've all been through the same journey. We've all been to this. Like, I bump into them more than I bump into people that I went to school with or friends, or because they're actually my musical family and they've been on this journey with me. So it's never like that. It was a very natural conversation with Rax, and he was the most perfect fit song because he is Mr. Senti, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Lyrically, he's outstanding. Like, he's one of my favorite lyricists in the country. And for me, as a writer, I'm a songwriter and I write all my songs. That's very important to me because as somebody who doesn't write their own songs, I find it hard to connect with them as an artist because I don't get it. I just think, okay, sometimes you can be a great vocalist, but when you write and then you're a great vocalist, that's it's a whole different type of artistry. So, I said to him, look, I've got this sound, this song, tell me what you think. And literally he penned it the same night, and it was just, I was like, whoa, this works. This is going to be it. So we shot the video, and we actually did the video pre-COVID, and we've been sitting on it. So, like, wow. I was like, you know what, there's no time like the present. Obviously, Gumby came out, and then I thought, you know what, now it's time to drop them something different.
Of course. And when can we see the video dropping? Because we will love your videos, man. Your videos are on. It's a movie, man. It's a movie.
I try. You know what? It's like, the thing is, I think the video sometimes nowadays, it doesn't really matter, does it? If the song is good, it's good. But I just think, because I've always had videos at a certain kind of level, you know, without standing ahead of myself, so please don't think that I am, you know, I want to try and kind of maintain that. So we were supposed to release it this week, but I've just been back to back with gigs. I've literally had a show every single day.
Yeah.
And so next week is the drop date.
Without a doubt, of course.
Next week, yeah.
We talked about your collaborations, you know, you've Rackstar, Jhené, you know, you work with a whole bunch of these amazing male artists. You know what I'm not seeing? And I think you know what's coming. I'm not seeing...
female.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of female collabs, man, in the game, man. What's going on?
You know what it is? Look, I have put it out there to everybody, and I say this openly to a male or female. Look, I'm down. As long as, for me, the song is king. Mm. Like, I could work with the best artists in the world, and I've been with one of the biggest producers in the world in studio. I just didn't vibe with him.
Yeah.
So, for me, if the song doesn't work, I'm not going to put it out. I don't care who. Like, and I could go into somebody's back garden, garage, studio, and make the sickest track, and think, you know what, I'm going to put this out. So, for me, the song is king. If the song works, I'm happy to collaborate or work with male, female. It makes a difference to me. I'm open to it. My heart's open, but let's see. You never know. It could happen.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, I mean, you know, what's next? What, you know, I mean, we're coming towards the end of the year now. You know, are there going to be? Is there going to be another release? Are we? Are we talking 2023 now? What's next from Tasha Tuff?
2023. Right. So basically, I mean, there's an independent project that I'm working with a team called the Phoenix Project.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, they want to do like a 10 song release of dance, electronic, EDM music. So now, when I go out and I go partying around the world, as you might see, I listen to that kind of music. Yeah. So my music taste of what I listen to is quite different to what I write as well.
Yeah.
So I'm basically doing a 10-piece project, which is I'm going to be dropping a track literally starting 1st of December every single other week. But that's independent from what I'm doing with the music that I usually release, like Khan and Munde Malang, Lakhnu Hala, obviously Nakhli Ziyad now, Punjabi, urban Punjabi music. So the next track is probably, we're looking at February. So probably February now, yeah. I'm going to keep it a bit more consistent because obviously dropping one track a year, like, man, I've got to stop doing that. I've got so much music inside me and it's not fair. So I think every 3 months I'll be dropping an urban Punjabi track.
There we go. We are going to watch this space and we're going to have Tasha back on the show time and time again.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. And now, you know what? You know, this track is called Nakhli Pyar, right? But you know what? There's no Nakhli Pyar going on in your personal life. And all I'm going to say is you both look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, to be honest, that song was a really long time ago. I wrote that long time ago. But like right now, I have to say, with God's grace, I'm happy. Everything's all good.
And that's what it's all about. Tasha, listen, man, it's been a vibe. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. But we're not going to leave it so long next time around. Just keep doing your thing. We're going to keep on supporting and keep showing the love. And Tasha, it's only right before we wrap things up, you introduce the new one.
Everyone, this is Tasha Tarr, and this is my brand new single featuring rock star Nakhli Pyar.
Let's go.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.